This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now I gotta remember how to do this.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'll be the host of your podcast, the Ted Smith Grace Podcast, in all the land.
All the land.
Oh, on the couch next to me, beaming in from Texas. That's right here, Cop. Cop, what's going on?
Beaming in, like, teleported in. What's going on, fellas? It feels good to be live. It feels good to be sitting next to Ted. We did it this way for so many years. It's nostalgic, and it feels weird not having Matt here now, except via teleconference. So, anyway, let's rock it, boys. Wow, Almost swearing.
Out there in the desert, Matt, Conrad, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Dude, you got me so good when I logged in, and just you were sitting there. And I was like, Cobb's late this time, huh? Nice.
Right, I was like, we'll give him a couple more minutes. People don't know Cobb was just in my bathroom peeing.
Yeah, and it shows up in the background. I'm like, what, dude? You literally said last week this might happen.
That was a great setup.
Also, I am pumped. Next week, we will have Daryl from Cooking with Daryl on all the social media.
On the cast?
On the cast.
Let's go, dude. Okay, I got to watch some of his stuff before we do that. Note to self.
Yeah, I was talking to my brother today, and I was like, you'll never guess who we're having on, right? And like, what was that, a month ago? We had on Redman.
Yeah.
Right? Like we've had NFL players, but I'm like... Cooking with Daryl. I'm like, yeah, you and Maddie are gonna be pumped. And he's like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Then we went down a conversation about other guys we watched, like three pieces of pecan or pecan. And like him and Daryl have done like crossover episodes. I think at an ASU tailgate.
Oh, that's perfect.
All right. Speaking of him, college football, we talked about it. Mr. Cobb. You were there Saturday. All right, so Matt, here's the backstory. I don't know if we talked about on the cast, but I told Cobb, I go, this might be the biggest regular season game this century for the Dogs. then he was like, all right. Then he said he was going. I finally I texted him. I was like, are you there? And he's like, yeah. And then at the end, he texted me. He was like, you're right. That game was unreal.
Yeah. I mean, Ted called it early. He was like, this could be the biggest regular season game in Huskies history. And I heard people starting to say that even in the parking lot ahead of time. So I flew in. It was one of the most baller moves of my life. I got like an inexpensive flight that was actually going to Calgary, but it had a stop in Seattle. So I leave Austin at like 5 a.m. from my house, and I'm in Seattle for the game, tailgating with one of the listeners, Bryce. That was awesome. Thank you for hosting me. It was rad, dude. So we go to the tailgate. My dad picks me up. He was a Husky, but he like never goes to games. He was super pumped. We're just like BSing in the parking lot, the north lot. And there's just a bunch of people I knew there. So we're like walking around talking to people. But then for the game itself, so Ted, I didn't tell you this part. I wanted to, but I saved it for the cast. So, all right. So Matt, we go and our plan is just scalp tickets, right? So, you know, pretty standard move.
All right, I respect
that. Yeah, pretty standard move. I've done it a million times. And we just did it for ACL 2 weeks ago. So I roll in with cash and I go and hit up a couple scalpers. Nothing. One guy's like, I have one ticket. I'm like, well, all right. Like, so I go to every scalper outside of the stadium. So seven different groups of two guys. Nobody has anything. And I see a bunch of guys walking around looking for tickets. I'm like, oh, F. Like, okay, let me jump online, try to get some. Nothing for under 500 a seat. And I'm like, dude, we might actually not see this game. So finally I see this diesel black dude, probably 370 pounds, big, big guy. Walk up to him, start chatting with him. He's like, yeah, man. I was like, do you have two tickets? He's like, I can get you in general admission. And I'm like, okay, how much is it? It's like 150 each. I'm like, all right, let me go ask the old man. So I walk over, ask my dad. He's like, is 150 okay with you? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I go back to the guy. I'm like, okay, cool. We'll do it. Can I see the tickets? And he's like, nah, man. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, like, where are they? And he's like I said, general admission. I can get you in, standing room only. And I'm like, wait, what? Does this guy have terror? Like, I was like, what's going on? So I'm like, all right, well, I want to see this game. I'm like, are you sure you can get us in? And he's like, yeah, man. So I give him $300 and he just goes, come with me. He starts beelining for the gates. So I turn around and my dad's like in the crowd. And I start like motioning to him frantically because the game had just started at this point. So I start motioning to him frantically. And he starts following us through the crowd. This giant guy just walks up to where like gates are, where you like scan your phone, you know, where they take your tickets. So we walk through the metal detectors.
Yeah.
He goes up and he just kind of like holds his phone sort of near it. And he's like, go ahead, boys. And we just walk in past him. The girl who's like watching the ticket thing just looks away and we were in. And so it was just standing room only, no tickets. He basically coyoted us into this place. And so it was weird because we were pumped. We're like, dude, we got in. But then as soon as we got in there, we realized like the stadium was over capacity by probably 3,000 people. I have never in my life seen a stadium where every single seat is filled. Every single seat was filled. We were standing at the end and we were standing three rows deep to try to see this game. It was absolutely packed. There was not a seat in the house, I promise you. So we had to hang out for the first quarter. I've never been to a game where you don't have a seat. So for the first quarter, we were just standing and, you know, I was laughing about the situation. I could tell my dad was slightly annoyed. And then like midway through the second quarter, I was like, all right, there's gotta be like, something is going to open up in the cheap seats. So we go up, check them, nothing, go to another row, check them, nothing.
Did you go finally, all the way up to 300?
All the way to 300. Yeah. And there was nothing up there. I walked up a couple of the 300 rows to the top, not a seat. So then we finally go on the very end top corner and we get like 2.5 feet of bench. And I'm like, this is perfect. So we sit just like huddled up and slowly throughout the game, like more people left and we kind of got some room. So yeah. And I mean, that's not to say anything about the game. The game was incredible. It was an all-time match. And the whole time it felt like UW was going to lose. Obviously people know now there was a missed field goal at the end. And as the Oregon kicker kicked it to go ahead or to tie as time expired. And when the ball was in the air, that stadium was silent. I mean, people say like you could hear a pin drop, dude, real phenomenon. And then the kick, we're off to the sides. We can't tell. The kick misses and you just hear like, it almost sounded like a wave of air from the student section. Just like a, like it was absurd. So loud. They stormed the field. Awesome ending. Like classic. One of the best games of all time. So
was it rocking?
Yeah, dude. Yes.
Cause I sat up there for Cal and that was a Saturday night loud then.
Yeah, it was crazy. God, I got to move those chips, dude. I keep just want.
I know.
It's so hard to not eat on the cast. But yeah, it was a great game. Ted, I wish you'd come. It was sick, though. And yeah, the tailgate hookup was awesome. So thank you, Bryce.
I was watching on my phone with three other people. And Matt, that game, did you watch the game?
No.
All right. So I'm up at a first birthday for a child. Right? It's a 1 year old.
For a child.
Yeah. But like there's no TV. So then it's like down to my phone. Maryland is on at the same time. Maryland sucks. They lost. But like I have the TV or the phone. It's leaned up against a board. One of the older gentlemen at one point goes, "Can't you get a bigger phone?" I was like, "I'm the only game in town."
Like, yeah. Where's your phone, dude?
Right. And he's like, "I have an iPad." I said, "Okay, bring it out." Brings it out. And when I try to download the Xfinity app, he needs another password and just didn't know it. I was like, "All right, old guys, no more bitching. All right."
Yeah. So, the screen is the screen. Okay. You want it or you don't, you know?
Do you want verbal? Did you
bring a pair of readers? But the game was unbelievable. I mean, even just sitting there with three other people watching it.
Yeah.
And then when they missed that kick, we all screamed so loud that everybody else inside the house started screaming. And they're like, "What happened?" We're like, "You just missed the greatest college football game I've seen in a long time."
Yes.
And regular
college
season.
College game day was there too. A kid won, like, kicked a field goal for $30,000 before the game. Like, Joel McHale was there. I mean, it was massive.
Yeah. And it lived up to the hype.
Yeah, which games rarely do, especially with that much hype. I mean, it was the biggest game in the country.
Yeah. Matt, why didn't you watch it?
I had to go to a wedding that day, and the wedding was in LA, and I had work that morning.
All right. I figure your brother probably watched it on his phone.
No, yeah, my brother went and met up with a bunch of his buddies that he went to UW with at a bar in LA. But he had to leave early to get to the wedding from that. But he got to see everyone. And then I think he was listening or watching somehow. But yeah, it sounded crazy. I saw that kick on Twitter. That's the thing with college. Like, those kickers are kids. They're not good. I was talking to Carson about this when I was at his house last week. Like, there's the fewest amount of jobs in the NFL is kickers. So it's this like super high pressure situation where like most of these kids, it doesn't get any more pressure packed than this. They're not going to be in the NFL. There's only 32 kicker jobs in the NFL. There's no depth. And so they just, and they're 19. They're 19 in a stadium that big, 20 years old. Like, God, dude, the nerve of that just like makes my spine tingle every time. This year I've got more into college football because I'm a diehard Colorado Buffaloes fan. So is the kicker, like the college kicker, just fascinates me.
How loud was it before that he kicked it?
Dude, I'm trying to remember. It honestly was kind of a blur. People were going really crazy, like their last whole possession. I feel like the kick itself, people just were waiting to be let down. Like, it was so quiet. Nobody thought he was going to miss, but like maybe 5% of the stadium is like, "This guy's going to miss this." Cause it was a pretty, you know, it wasn't the longest kick. And, but God, man, I've never heard of that many people be that quiet when that kick was in the air. People who were there will know, like, it was unreal.
Yeah. And the kick was so close that like, it even took us a second to be like, "Oh, he missed it."
Yeah. The only reason I could even tell, I was perpendicular to it. So the only reason I could tell was that student section went berserk. Like, people were ripping off their shirts. Like, they just flooded the field, and it was obvious. And that sound, man, I will never forget the sound of that kick going wide. Honestly, it was very cool.
Yeah, I told somebody, I said, I think regular season, I think it's the greatest college football game I've seen since the Bush push.
Oh man, what a game that was.
Right, because like the whole nation was watching.
The whole nation was watching, and it was like really competitive, and there's like a couple controversial calls, like. And Reggie Bush was at his peak, like Matt Leinart too. Yeah, that was, I watched that game. God, that was good.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't remember another regular season game. Cause like usually, like, let's be honest, like, I guess Michigan Ohio State a couple of years ago was a 3-point game.
So yeah, I mean, Michigan and Ohio State, but that's like a
massive.
Yeah, that's like a rivalry you expect, though. Like this one, people are like cautiously optimistic about the Dogs, but they always kind of let them down. So they're like, but then like Oregon, it's like, dude, we'd love to beat Oregon, especially in the last year in the Pac-12. It had all the fixings for a great game. 100% worth flying up for. It was rad.
Also, I was going to bring this up. Like, it's just the best time of year.
Yeah.
Like college football is in full swing, right? Like these games matter. The NFL, like, you know what I mean? We're out of the first 7-8 weeks. Like games matter. There's a baseball playoff game on right now. I have hockey on in the background.
Yeah, dip season just fired up. Halloween's right around the corner. Christmas right after that.
They're racing F1 in Austin this weekend.
I know, dude. Come on, I know.
It's like anything you want. Arsenal's playing Chelsea at 9:30 on Saturday morning. I mean, it's just everything you want, man.
Matt's just quietly laughing.
I'm just glad that you recognize it as it's happening. A lot of times, like these peak moments, you kind of recognize in hindsight. Ted, you're living it, you're breathing it. It's awesome to see.
I'm glad you brought that up because I had that conversation with my buddy, and it's exactly what I was talking about. Because I was like, look, once you get to like December in the playoffs, like, yeah, everybody loves NFL. But like there's less games, there's like less stuff going on, and you're like,
yeah, and you're especially at the end.
Especially with college, right? There's bowl games, but it's not the same as a college proper Saturday with just games on all day. And I was like, so we gotta remember the next couple of weeks. I was like, these are the fun weekends.
Dude, that's like, you know, on like how people are like, oh yeah, I have like the Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the weekend. Like Sunday is the worst day of the weekend because you're thinking about work the next day. It's like, you know, December and January for the NFL, you're like, it's almost over. Versus like right now, like this is Friday, Saturday, you know, it's like October. It's like, yeah, we got the whole weekend in front of us. We got the whole season, dip season, the holidays. Like, yeah, dude, for sure. This is the best time. No question.
I also heard it's Costco season.
Yeah. The way you're going there. Jesus Christ, dude. Newest convert.
He comes in. I'm like, it's paintings on the wall now. Like, here's what I've been doing. I was like, oh, he's like, yeah, you know, my dad heard you're going to, I told him you were going to Costco, this and that. And I'm like, yeah. And then I just have bags of beef jerky and like little Parmesan crisps at Costco.
All the little Gatorades, little protein packs.
Yeah. Cobb, how different is it compared to all of City Ted's bachelor pads to see them all domesticated up in the burbs?
Dude, I think it's good. I think it's a nice life change. And also, I feel like Costco, you know, that was something that was out of reach for Ted for a long time because he didn't have a car. And now he's living that side of America. And I mean, it is a great place. The thing is, though, what I can't believe is, you know, like this time of year, he's always sort of like working on cutting some weight and stuff. And I'm just like, God, the discipline, the absolute discipline to walk through a Costco baked goods section, see all those pies, all those treats, and not just like completely cave. Like that's, I can't do that to myself. I don't have that kind of strength or willpower. Like, I just can't bring it in the house. But, like, God, dude, to walk through that minefield, wow.
That's why it's nice in the fall, too, man. Seahawks, the second game of the year against Detroit. I was like, well, Mike and McKenzie are over. That's enough reason. Oh, yeah. Like, we'll get some mini donut churro bites. But yeah. I did have to take some to work. I tell you what, man, I don't know. I'm watching DeMatha. By the way, everybody, DeMatha is playing Friday night, ESPNU, 5 p.m. Pacific time.
ESPNU?
Yes. So thinking about making a Costco run and getting maybe some sweet, well, I'm going to Costco either way on Thursday, but getting some sweet treats. So there'll be like five people there.
Ooh, nice.
Do you go, oh man, I don't want to say on the cat. Do you go like north of here?
Oh yeah, Shoreline.
Wow, that's, dude, that one's, it's almost close. Soto's almost closer, really, from work. I don't know, but Soto's the original.
I know Shoreline. It's my store. I see the guy that signed me off. It's like, I go every Thursday like an old man. This week's a big Thursday. Get new tires, too.
Honestly, they are great with tires.
Damn.
It's just those clothes you got to look out for, man. Dude, Ted, 1 year from now, here's my prediction. 1 year from now, Ted's gonna be head to toe Kirkland signature, dude. Or at least things to buy from Costco. Like, he's gonna have Champion socks. He's gonna have like some like kind of fleece on the inside, sweats on the outside pants, like a baggy t-shirt, and do they do hat? Oh, and like a soft shell coat. That's gonna be Ted Smith's outfit for sure.
Don't forget the gloves up there in the Northwest.
Dude, gloves and court classics too. I already gotta get some court classics.
I already have the gloves. I already bought gloves.
Do you have Dad Force Ones yet?
No. In my defense, there's a pair of pink Air Force Ones that are made out of corduroy over there.
Yeah, those things are sick.
That's pretty fresh.
They're like pink on the outside with like a little cranberry on the inside and like orange swoosh. They do look, yeah, really sick.
So yeah, it's a good time of year. It's also Costco season. Jesus, this one's falling off the rails. Okay, now I want to set this up with, like, there is absolutely zero chance of this, but it got me thinking today. I had an
appointment. What's her name, dude? Just tell me.
All right. So I had an appointment with my nutritionist. She's attractive. And like after I left, I was like, man, she seems pretty cool. And I was like, I couldn't date my nutritionist. Like, I'd never feel comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, right? God.
So I just threw right in there, like dating your doctor.
The judgment, man.
Yeah.
The right? Judgment. Like, I mean, that's, dude, you know me, like, I'm dating a professional home organizer. Like, I leave one leaf out of place, dude, and it's hell to pay. And it does, weirdly, it has affected my sleep. Like, you feel more uncomfortable, like, in your own home. And, dude, if you were dating, like, a nutritionist, I mean, just, like, every sip of soda, every, like, single piece of licorice, that would, I mean, I don't want to swear, but that would F you up.
I was thinking, like, imagine it's like a tailgate. Right? You're like, you're having fun or whatever. And it's like, I'm sure nobody would say, she wouldn't say anything, but it's like, in my head, it's like, she saw me eat this third donut.
Yeah, dude, she
like,
walks
I haven't
up
had a donut in 6 months.
She walks up and looks at the bag. She's like, oh, like, fat free, huh? It's like, damn, bitch. Like, I'm just trying to eat some chips. Although, what if it was the opposite? What if, like, you know how, like, sometimes people become psychologists or psychiatrists because they, like, really want to understand themselves because they had, like, some crazy traumatic childhood?
All right.
What if she was, like, secretly, like, a super eater? She's, like, she's the one hiding from you. She's, like, you know, housing, like, sleeves of Doritos or sleeves of Oreos and stuff. Somehow I get the feeling you could tell just by looking at her that was not the case.
No. But my
everybody's got secrets, man.
My question for you. Oh, that's what I'm saying. This is also why I'm sorry, there's one. Just an insane person.
Nice. Like, finally got Ted to swear. It's so rare on the cast. That's probably happened, what, Matt, I would say once every 8 episodes, maybe.
I think we all do it enough, more than we realize. When it's all said and done, we average about 15 bleeps per episode.
Oh my God. Is that really what we average over the last like?
I drop like 4 an episode.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to stop saying sorry, Matt. I always feel bad and I shouldn't. I just felt like I was the only one who was actually a culprit.
Part of the gig, you know, it's fun.
So, right. This is my thought when I left the office. Like, that'd be weird. So my question for you guys was going to be, who would it be weird? Like, what's a weird dating one? I guess you're kind of going through it because you live with a home organizer, but you're always pretty clean.
I mean, I feel like I'm tidy, but this is a whole nother level, dude. Like, this is professional. Like, I mean, I would say, honestly, she vacuums our house 4 days a week.
Jesus.
I know. I actually shouldn't say that on here, but yeah, it's a little wild. Let's see. Oh, what's like a weird profession to date? Is that what you mean?
I guess.
Dude, I mean, first of all, I think you should shoot your shot. There's a lot of nutritionists out there. We can easily find you a new one.
No. That's why I set this up. This was just a thought process.
All right. Well, you know, if you're thinking about it, I mean, it's like that grain of truth thing or whatever, your subconscious. Matt, you go first. I'll hop on.
We were just talking about, like, I think it would be a pain in the ass to date a shrink. Like, I always wonder about them, and like I've always had one. They're great, like, definitely utilize their services, but the idea of like dating one, because it's like, man, do you think this stuff doesn't apply to you too? You're gonna sit here and call me out for projecting or replaying the past or whatever? Like, come on. You like, that's not making up a huge part of your personality and DNA. Get out of here.
Dude, I was thinking kind of the same thing, but either a relationship therapist or a sex therapist.
Ooh.
Then, like, everything you do is just under scrutiny, you know?
Damn.
Like, they're looking for the double meaning, they're whatever, and it's like...
I think a sex therapist would be fun. I'd be like, you get any ideas today at work?
Yeah. I mean, that's the upside. I think the downside is, like, they're like, so when you moaned in my ear, like, was that your childhood cry for help? Like, it was not. It was not.
It was, you know what I mean? Not.
Like, so it just would be tough to like relax and enjoy yourself, because you're like, anything I do in this situation is like going to get projected out and talked about for like 5 years. You know what I mean? And debated in like divorce court. So it's just, I don't know, man. That seems like a real tough one.
I mean, Matt, have you ever dealt with it being a personal trainer? Like, were people weirded out or like worried about how much they work out?
I mean, I get that like everywhere I go, but yeah, it's definitely something that like I've never dated a like full on like gym girl, you know? And I always feel like they'd think I was a fraud because like I eat so much goddamn ice cream. And like, I love laying on the couch and watching football so much. They'd be like, what? You're just a genetic freak. You're not one of us. Like, I'm like, I've been putting in work 15 years, lady. Like, but yeah, the girls that I've dated, you know, they're definitely at the beginning. There's that like, oh, shouldn't I be eating healthy around you? And I'm like, I don't know if I want to date someone that eats healthy all the time.
Wow, throwing it right back.
Well, that's what I thought about that, because I was like, Matt was my guy for a while, but I was like, I don't know, Matt and I, like, that's, I don't feel weird in front of him.
Yeah, well, how does she feel about nachos?
I don't know. We haven't crossed that bridge.
See? No. Yeah, because she gets to talk about, you're like, I try and be very forced coming with my clients, and I'm like, I'm just telling you, like, I'm not saying I practice this one. And so,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
So she might have some habits that aren't the focus of the sessions, that maybe she is more human. But yeah, some people, like, their lives just aren't as fun because they're eating, you know, chicken and broccoli 5 times a week.
I do like the main doctor that runs it. Like, I did a little Facebook looking around. I'm like, one of the only pictures of him on there is like him at a Hawks game. Just like, I was like, all right, I like this guy.
No Hawks.
That, Matt, you'll appreciate this. He wears f***ing Jordans with a suit.
No way.
Yeah, no tie.
Ooh, I like that.
But by like the fourth time I like walked, I was like, gosh, man, he's got a real shoe collection.
Oh, he was wearing it at work?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying like in his photo on the website. Dude, nice.
No, that's what I'm saying. The man just rolls around. I'm like, man, he's a sports fan and a Jordan fan.
That's undermine the suit. Like at that point, like why even wear the suit, you know? I don't know. It is kind of a cool look. Really depends on the guy, I think.
I mean, Robert Kraft wears suits with dunks.
That's true. I mean, he's Robert Kraft, you know?
This guy's running the whole show.
That's
good. So he's an actual doctor, Ted?
What's that?
He's like a legit doctor?
Correct.
Nice.
I know.
That's a doctor I would trust. Not some doctor that's like getting kickbacks from Pfizer, you know, and like doesn't look like he could do a single pull up. Like, give me the dude rocking the J's talking about eating healthy as a preventative medicine.
Yeah,
that's seriously. Yeah, trustworthy.
Yeah, right. That's why I'm with you. When I saw the shoes, by the time I noticed the shoes, I was like, I already kind of like this guy. I like what he's about. Yeah, makes him seem right. It's like, good call, Doc.
You see, that's what I'm saying, man. If you date this nutritionist, Jesus, then he could be your nutritionist. Just move one up the scale, you know, and then you can be, then you actually have a home nutritionist and, you know, somebody outside the home. So it's really double dragons, you know. You kind of get more, you get healthier.
People are like, god damn, Ted, you look great. How are things going?
I got new pale shakes every morning.
Look, things are great. I'm scared.
Drinking a lot of ginseng at the house, Doc. Right. Like, Ted, you're glowing. He's like, yep, yeah, I take 7 vitamin Ds.
I'm also on 4 hits of acid. The only way I'm getting through all this, man. I got to outthink the thinkers, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, so anyway, that's how Ted met his next girlfriend.
Dude, I also love, if we could rewind a second. Cobb, the way you casually were just like talking about living with your girlfriend, the professional house organizer, being like, it affects my sleep. And you just kept moving. Like,
yeah. I'm glad my insomnia is funny to you, boys.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've got it. I didn't know you're supposed to be conscious of which way the tags on the pillow are oriented, but they should be down on the couch. And I was like, what is going on? And it's like, it does affect your sleep. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, which set of pillows?
Yeah, you're on a whole other level. I just got a chick that likes our condo clean, but like,
yeah,
that's a, it would disrupt circadian rhythms.
Yeah, dude, I had to take like a hard stand to just like have like stuff out on the counter in the bathroom. You know, I'm like, if I don't see my toothbrush, like I will forget to brush my teeth. I have to see it. Like, you know, yeah, it's wild. A little bit OCD, but she's great to live with. I mean, it is nice to have a clean house. It just, you know, the, like you experience both sides of that for sure.
Yeah. Every time I want to find something and it's where it's supposed to be, I'm like, okay, maybe she's onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
That would be nice, but she just puts stuff away wherever she wants. That would be an awesome dream, though. But
I've had a few of those. Well, you changed its home.
Dude, the worst is, like, we laugh about this because, one of the, her brother-in-law, we both were laughing because he's like, yeah, you just, like, you set a cup down, like, that you're drinking and turn away to say something to someone, and when you go to grab it, like, 8 seconds later, it's already gone and in the dishwasher. He's like, I've lost so many beers and so many cold beverages that way. And I'm like, yeah, he's not wrong, dude. Happens to me at my home all the time.
All right, so when I come to Austin, hold on to my beer.
Oh, yeah. Bring, like, one of those little, the little, what do they call, like, the like holsters? Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back with the emails, what's maddening, and the cop topic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Let's do this. All right, welcome back to all our sponsors. Never forget our first real big sponsor member, I believe, was Harvard.
That's right.
That's how we started our hatred of Brown University. Brown University, all in good fun. You're a great school. That sounds demeaning.
Not Harvard, though. let's be honest.
Not Yale.
Yeah, exactly.
And Dom's daughter goes to Harvard. So I think we should take credit for that.
Yeah, that probably, I feel like we had something to do with it.
Yeah. She's been a listener forever to the podcast.
Yeah.
That's like power of the cast.
What's Brown, like the Harvard of upstate New York? where is Brown? I couldn't remember Connecticut. I don't know.
We got to lay off Brown. I've gotten some letters.
Really?
No.
I was like, damn, dude, those Brown people are ruthless, but they know we're right.
It's still just crazy to me that one time I was in the Uber, the guy's like, went to school back east. Where'd you go? And he's like, Brown. And I just start laughing. He's like, what? And I'm like, me and my friends have this podcast. I have zero credits from college. I'm going, we just make fun of Brown. He's like, it's an Ivy League school. I'm like, no, I know.
You're like, hey, look, you're the one driving the Uber, dude. You don't have to tell me. It looks like it's in Rhode Island.
How many emails you got there?
I feel like this will come back to bite us in some way we can't even possibly predict. Two emails. Cop topic. Why would you or wouldn't you date yourself? Hello to the boys of the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
This is an interesting topic for me as I find myself 38 and single. I'm very much like Ted in that I'm wildly independent, like my alone time, and tend to be overly social in a group setting. But I like those things about myself, even though the two boyfriends I've lived with both ended up saying they felt more like a roommate. The reasons I wouldn't date myself are things I'm working on now. I tend to put everyone's needs, especially a partner, before mine. I'm terrible at asking for what I want and just try to make their lives easier. It's very hard for me to not either lose myself or just shut down in a relationship. As cliche as it sounds, I'm trying to date myself and learn to find validation outside of a relationship. LARP on, boys. Alley cats for life. Christina.
All right.
Damn.
Yeah. Nice.
Honestly, that was a hell of a dating profile. Like, no disrespect, but she's like, oh, I just do everything for my man at any time he wants. And they put his needs above my own, and I'm an amazing cook. It's like, damn, girl. Like, all right, we'll message you. Jesus. I'm 38 and single, you know?
I make Jell-O shots.
Yeah. And I love college football.
Right.
I love college football, smoking weed, and talking about sports and Yetis. God. Well, I'll forward that one on to my guy, Ted, the only single man on the cast. Question and answer. Hey, jerks, what the F? You chuckleheads are going to start off this week's episode, episode 351, cracking up about your seventh grade escapades, and you're not going to share with the class? Come on now. Oh, yeah, last week we were talking about stuff before we got on, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember, and I remember your story. It's amazing.
It wasn't even recorded. I started recording that.
I told it at work under the pretense of we can never repeat this story on the air on our podcast.
How'd it go?
And everybody died laughing. Everybody was like, yeah, you can't tell that story. They're like, there's nothing wrong with it, but you can't tell that story.
Oh, I was just about to say, should I just tell it right now?
Okay. Well, let's at least hold it out for a little bit.
Fair enough.
All right. Make them want it.
Make them want it more. God, I do feel uncomfortable telling you, but maybe that's the sign that it's good. I don't know. Matt, you heard it. What do you think? As the producer, is it over the line?
I mean, I think... Oh. No. I mean, yes. It's... You
We're not
thought you
it either way.
Yeah, right, you okay, thought you right,
Let's move on. Let's move on. Yeah, it was tough. Two, are you guys pranking us? I can't remember. I was thinking about this. I can't remember the last time I heard a mid-episode ad actually play, but the Ted Smith still diligently thanks the sponsors for the 10 seconds of silence. If this is a long con, carry on, my wayward sons. Yeah, we were actually talking about this after the cast last week. There was like somebody wasn't adding the ads in or something like that. Matt, you can probably speak more to it than I can.
Yeah, I mean, that's hilarious. The idea that it's a I'd rather take credit for it being a long con.
We're just LARPing as a sponsored podcast.
Yeah. There's a more logical behind the scenes explanation, but it's just not as fun. Yeah,
obviously, I was not aware of that until last week.
Yeah, I realized it last week before we recorded and then informed Ted. And then that email's an even better story. Like, yeah, dude, we knew the whole time and just thought it was funny to send it to break, come back from break, and it's only 5 seconds in between.
Dude, think about what that's like, though. If you hear 10 episodes in a row, like, it's just, silent for 10 seconds. And then you hear, thanks to our generous sponsors again. It's like, dude, what? Like, are you, what is happening?
I like that he said Ted is diligently thanking the sponsors. Like, I didn't know there wasn't any.
It's like, we're broke. Okay. The stock is down, dude. The podcast is drowning.
This is a bad business model.
Yeah. We haven't had a sponsor in months, dude. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Or maybe it's a good model. It's like the host he's not even aware if you're making money or losing money.
Yeah, we're asset light here for sure. Top topic. Why would you or wouldn't you date yourself? Would? Good sense of humor. I'm extremely patient and great at rolling with the punches. Wouldn't. Terrible at time management, and thanks to my ADHD, can be very forgetful. Also can be cynical about relationships and true love. Amen, brother. Even though I've been happily married for 14 years with two tolerable children. Tolerable children. That is acceptable.
That's a fair statement.
Hope you gents had a blast at the UW game. Go Dogs. As I type this, Huskies are up 22-15, so outlook good. My alma mater, Purdue, scraped by today and not getting completely blown out. So boiler up. Thanks for the years of great content. Ross W., Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah, that's a good email finish, too. Watching games, sending off and firing off an email.
Strong.
Must be nice. Purdue won. Strong. Maryland didn't. God damn, I'm pissed about that. All right. Sorry, I lost that for a second. Well, the Husky game was just so much fun, and I was watching it with Husky people. It kind of lightened the sting of Maryland just having a choke job.
Yeah, who'd they play?
Illinois, who had one previous win. It was our homecoming.
Ooh.
And I think we were 14-point favorites.
Ooh. Wow. And you have Ohio State and Michigan coming down the pike?
No. We already lost to Ohio State. We have Penn State and Michigan.
Penn State and Michigan? Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what they do. I don't know. Loxley, see. Is this a different Maryland?
We need excessive juice.
Jesus Christ. I think we had too much juice. All right.
That sounds like my 20s.
But then he's like, I like that he's watching the game. He's like, just got by. But yeah, it did help quell the sting of that terrible loss. I was like, all right, well, at least the Huskies are doing it. All right. Well, let's check in with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's
Madden? Before we get to what's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's
Madden? Check out with what's Mattening.
So, let's see. Friday night, I don't think we did anything crazy. Because Saturday, I had to work in the morning. Kind of found out about that on Thursday. We were planning to leave Friday for the wedding. But when I got the call, I just, was like, yeah, I guess I'll work Saturday morning and then I'll drive straight to the wedding. Friday I found out I needed new brake pads and rotors. That was fun. But shout out to the place. They got it done before I took a road trip Saturday to LA, after work for a wedding. My cousin, I guess technically she's like my second cousin, but it was... we saw each other enough on the holidays growing up that it's like, yeah, you're my cousin, whatever. But so she was getting married at this place in Palos Verdes, LA, in the LA area. Palos Verdes, pretty
That's
nice
bougie.
Neighborhood.
Yeah,
pretty nice. And then it was at the Palos Verdes Athletic and Swim Club, and it's like
right
on the beach, on the water. Ted, I sent you that video of it right at sunset on Instagram. And you would have loved it, Ted. I mean, so it's just this breathtaking venue. You get in like just before the sun setting. They have like a three-story building. You come down all these stairs, and there's an Olympic-sized pool. And on the pool deck is where the ceremony takes place, and then later the dance floor. But I mean, breathtaking venue right on the ocean. And
I'm showing it to Cobb.
Perfect weather.
God.
Right at sunset. I mean, it was like out of a movie, straight up. Like, it was the dopest wedding venue I've ever been to. And so we get there, you know, it's, you could tell. I wasn't drinking, obviously, but my brother's like, those margaritas are strong. Like, they're trying to set a tone. As soon as, before you even get downstairs, on the way down the stairs, there's a margarita station. And nice. My brother's like, those are strong. I don't drink a ton of margaritas, but these, you can, they don't taste like margaritas. They taste like alcohol. And I was like, nice. Setting the tone early. Like, this will be fun. And these cousins, their whole family was particularly fun growing up. So I'm like, dope, great venue. People are going to be in a good mood. And then there's some mingling. We sit down for the ceremony. The sun's setting. And, you know, the grooms come up there. There's like some kind of Hawaiian, like chill acoustic ukulele music going. And right. then stone cold music hits. And the groomsmen just sprint down those stairs from the top room and down the pool, and they all have those like neck holsters filled with 12 or 18 Miller Lights each, and they just start tossing them out to the crowd as they're running through to the stone cold music.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's how,
that's pretty rad.
That is unreal.
Yeah. Yeah, and then for the bride's party, they came out with bubble guns. So they're just shooting bubbles everywhere to Enter Sandman by Metallica. And then my cousin, the bride, comes out. She's just like rocking out to Metallica down the aisle. Like the coolest thing I've ever seen, right at sunset, right on the Pacific Ocean. And it was just like, all right, we're in for a good time. The ceremony was like 15 minutes long or something. Great set of vows.
That's the move.
Yeah. 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 And in the vows, there were the husband, the groom, went to University of Georgia. Big other dog fan.
Go Dogs.
Two Go Dogs in the vows.
And wow. Then, in the vows?
Yeah. Jeez.
And they have some specific thing they all scream at each other and then bark at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. And so his dad was his best man. His dad did that, whatever that was. Like, and just, I mean, it was an electric ceremony. And, you know, then it's over, the sun's setting, people are back to, you know, hanging out as the sun set and everybody's taking pictures, and you know, there's music going. Then there were,
was tacos. Georgia on a bye last week?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
But it's like, if they're that big a Georgia fans, I'm like, I wonder if they were on a bye.
That'd be hilarious. I wouldn't put it past them. Like, yeah, dude's a serious dog fan. And so I've met him before, and he's been at Thanksgiving and stuff, and like, he's the real deal. And he's like, yeah, I went there. Like, yeah, they're the best team right now, but I've been a fan, you know, as long as I can remember, I went there. And so, yeah, he's fully committed. It wouldn't surprise me if they were, in fact, on a bye.
Tom and I were Georgia fans. Oh, that's right. You weren't on that trip.
That's right. But I am a Go Dogs guy.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Florida-Georgia game?
Certified Gator hater. I wanted to yell that out.
Go Dogs.
Yeah. I'm like, I was sitting. Yeah. I mean, it was just like when they came down when the stone cold music hit, and then the dudes just bum rushed with Miller Lights, you know, just there must have been 50 Miller Lights handed out before the ceremony started. Like all those guys were
that's
just
awesome.
Stocked.
George, that's a tone.
Yeah, Georgia did play, but they were playing Vanderbilt, so that's an easy win.
Okay. Yeah, if the margaritas didn't set the tone, the groom's party coming down sure as hell did.
And I like that they had pre-wedding cocktails.
Yeah.
It's usually pre-ceremony, but like those are the fun weddings to go to, man.
Yeah,
I've been to too many weddings, and like I'm over the, especially the Catholic ones. They just take forever.
Forever.
Forever. Yeah. Just like, yeah. Come on. What are we doing?
And like, yeah, it was the bars. It was open bar, but it was just beer and wine. So they made up for it with those margaritas. Like,
also, as somebody that's been to a ton of weddings, and like I've been to some really fun weddings. I've been to enough Smith weddings to have an open bar with beer and wine, even if you have cocktails, but like no shots.
Yeah.
And like that's most weddings. Like even if they have liquor, it's like, no, we're not giving you any shots.
Yeah. People get uncomfortable. Like in some of those settings, somebody always gets just crazy over the top drunk.
Yeah. Cause people always, I mean, I've done it. It's a wedding. It's like, yeah, well, you know what? We should keep a bottle of Fireball or something in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like drinking excitedly, and a lot of people are like drinking nervously, you know, cause they haven't been around. Like there's a lot of anxiety that comes with, you know, family relationships and weddings and whatever. And like some people are just like drinking to like, you know, numb the pain. And those people, I feel like, end up getting hilariously hammered too.
Yeah.
Because they're not used to it, you know?
And it's, I say this all the time, but it's so emotionally charged, right? Like whatever part of your relationship you're in, like it's charged, right? Because they're getting married. So like, if you're in a bad spot in your relationship, you don't want to be sitting there.
Yeah.
If you're in a good spot, like even if you're in a good spot, I might be like, when are we getting married? Like, this is uncomfortable. Like,
God.
They're just so emotionally charged that like people get wild. They get hammered. People are hooking up.
Ted, where was your wisdom when I was like 19, dude? I didn't know really that weddings like emotionally charged your relationships. And I went to one with a girl I was dating at the time. And like at one point she like literally was like causing a scene, like yelling at me at the wedding. And I was just like, this is ludicrous. Like we, you know, we buttoned up pretty quickly, but it was just like, I didn't know that what was really happening was like, she was feeling like uncomfortable about our relationship. Like, that's just wild.
Yeah. I had someone once ask me about like, well, what about our kids? And I was just like, what? I don't know. It's 100 degrees. I'm sweating this tux. Like just,
yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. I have other things in my mind.
Calm down.
All right. Matt, I will say, so jealous as I was of him being at that football game, you have, that's one good event outside of if you had the option to go to the Husky game. I'm like, man, that those are both very good stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I was having fun, but I mean, it was just, you know, standard stuff. There were some cupcakes. Yeah.
Everybody did end up, a bunch of people, like the bride, the groom, a bunch of their friends and the groomsmen, bridesmaids, jumped into the pool later into the night, like in their clothes, some in the full suit, some took the jacket off, some took the shirt off entire, but like everybody's still in their wedding clothes. Like there was 30 people in that pool by the end of the night.
I have never been to a wedding with and it's warm out and there's a pool involved where people haven't jumped in like full clothes. Like I even went to one wedding, the parents like lived around the corner and they had a pool in their backyard. And literally like the groom's dad like just opened the door or something, just walked back there in his full suit and just jumped in.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's like a big life moment.
It's like, why not? All right, well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cob topic.
Cob topic.
All right, this is sort of a weird one, boys, but strangely relevant to my life. So a friend of mine my closest friend in my 20s, he and I had this pact, like, if one of us dies, like, I want you to smash my laptop, right? And so it's always, like, sort of a joke. And then another friend of mine lost a parent this year, and we were out on a walk and he sort of brought it up to me. He's like, you know, we always joked about like people just in general kind of joke about that laptop thing, but he's like, I'm sort of in that situation now, you know, my dad passed away and I don't know, like, do I smash the old man's laptop or do I risk like logging into it and going in to see if there's like some, you know, amazing like family photos or whatever else. And I was just like, gosh, man, I really don't know. Like, especially given the context, like, I don't know what the right move is. Cause I mean, if you do find anything, like, then it has to live with you forever, you know, cause you can't tell anyone. But then, like, the flip side, like, if there's any, you know, cute memories or whatever, like, all right, at least you saved them. So the cop topic this week is, what's the most bizarre thing you've ever discovered about your family history? I don't know if a lot of people will email in. It can just be fun stuff about your family history or whatever. It doesn't have to be sorted. But what's the most bizarre thing you've discovered about your family history? Feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com. And it can be just like a funny quirk or whatever. I'm happy to share mine if you guys need more time.
I was just going to ask, everything all right, man? I feel like these cop topics are getting real heavy these days. Would you date yourself? What's the deep down family secret? Like, God damn.
Well, just something like interesting you learned about your family even, but... Yeah. Like mine, I'll share mine real quick just to give you kind of an idea. So, my grandmother's dad, so my great grandfather lived in Marysville, and, he was sort of like, he worked on the equipment for like lumber mills and stuff. So he's sort of like a mechanic type character by trade, but very handy. And, one cool thing about our family history is that dude built his own, what do they call, like, little hydroelectric dam, and then dug lines to his house. And he was the first dude in Marysville to have his own power, like to have lights and stuff. And I was like, that's such an ultimate flex to go and look at your neighbor and just flick on the light. And you're like, F you, Bill. Lighting candles, you bitch. Anyway, pretty baller flex. So that's a weird, just funny thing about my family history.
Damn. Yeah,
boys, I gave you a lot of time. Like that was 3 full minutes.
Yeah,
but I was listening to your story.
Yeah,
it was a good story, dude.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think. Like, I found out my mom was like normal in high school. I met one of her high school friends this weekend, and you know, like, I feel like she just talks about, you know, certain aspects of it, but it was really cool. Like, talking to someone, I was like, what was my mom like when she was 16, you know? But she like downplays her high school. She talks about like not being the cool kid or whatever. And her friend was like, we were all like, there was this group of 8 of us that were all like really, really good at what we were pursuing. Like, they were like high achievers, and like, maybe they weren't the cool kids, but I don't know. I just gained like a lot of respect for my mom, like, you know, being a badass track athlete in high school. And like, they had like, it was like the best musician, the captain of the drill team, the track star, the, like, everybody had their own like, area of excellence. That was a really cool thing that I just like randomly saw some lady, you know, and she's like, what are you doing here? You know, I'm like, that's my cousin getting married. And then she's like, oh, I went to school with her mom. And I'm like, are you friends with Kathy? And she's like, you're Kathy's son? Like, yeah, she was just telling me she saw her high school friends. I was hoping I get to talk to one of you. And they had a group of like badass female friends just like crushing whatever they were pursuing.
I still need to play your mom in cornhole again. Cornhole. I also think maybe I just leave with a victory only because I could tell how much it bugged her.
Yeah, that's where she gets that competitive fire from.
Yeah. Like, I was shocked. Like, she's nice. We just don't chat a bunch. And that day when I left, she was like, we're playing. I was like, yeah, we'll play again.
No problem. Rematch pending.
I don't know, man. That's a tough question. And I don't know that I'm scared of anything. Like, I don't know.
It doesn't have to be anything scared. Just anything, like, interesting or, I mean, it could be scared. It could be just, like, you know, like, I don't know, some like cool family fact or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've talked about it before, but I mean, like, when my dad was born, my grandfather was in a Nazi camp.
That's wild. I've never heard you say that.
Oh, yeah.
Your grandfather was in a Nazi camp for Jews?
Well, I mean, POWs went to the same camps.
Oh, it was a POW.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was like an area that got occupied or what. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. Same thing. So, I mean, that's kind of an interesting one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I never really asked him a ton about it. I hadn't talked to my like 5th grade class once. Scared the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
Drop that on a bunch of fifth graders. Like, y'all know what a POW is?
Well, I mean,
torture.
He didn't really ever talk about it, but like, yeah, we were doing that part of history, and it was, I was like, ah, you know, like something. I was like, he can come in, and he was like, yeah. And then he talked about it. I was like, holy cow, it was a really good talk. I mean, yeah, it was scary, but I didn't really thought about asking him like what the camp was until this year when I went to Dachau,
yeah,
outside of Munich, right? And then that guy was like, which camp? And I was like,
I don't know.
But like, yeah, because like you hear about that stuff over here, but when you're actually there and see it, it's like completely different.
Yeah. And they had labor camps also in addition to the concentration camps. And some of them were mixed, you know. Yeah, they probably had them out there doing labor. Pretty crazy.
They were all the same camps.
Well, so they also were using like prisoners for like mining, for manufacturing.
Oh,
like,
sure.
So that's what I mean. It's like, so they would have camps that like, this is campus to like dig or, you know, versus like, oh, this is Kemlo or Dachau or, you know, wherever.
Yeah.
Like, this is for extermination, basically. Yeah.
There was. But in the end, they're all the same, sadly.
Yeah.
That one, I'm trying to think. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. My mom went to college for like a year in New Orleans.
Dude, that is cool.
Yeah, yeah, right? She went to Loyola for a year.
Whoa. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
New Orleans is like, people who come out of New Orleans are like a different breed too. You know what I mean? Do you know anybody who like grew up in New Orleans?
I do not. I mean, I text a guy once a year I met at an LSU game, Cody Blue. Dude,
that's such a tender song. Once a year for how many years now?
Oh, Christ. That was probably like 06 or 07.
God, you're almost at 20 years with this guy. 16 years, like, hey man, hey.
I have no idea what he does with it. I don't even know what he does for a job, but like,
but he texts you back.
Yeah, he'll always be like, Smith boys checking in, I love it. And then usually like if LSU, I text him once a year, so I usually wait for like a big game.
Oh, a big Tigers game.
Yeah, like last year I think they were in Alabama or something. I text him, yeah. He's like, Smith boys, like, I'm in the stadium, and I'm like, he's even on the road.
I love that.
Cody Blue, legend. All right, that'll do it for this week. Next week, Cooking with Daryl, we will have Daryl on the podcast. Woo!
Hell yeah.
All right, for MCTP, for Cobb, I'm Lee Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cob topic.
Cob topic.
All right, this is sort of a weird one, boys, but strangely relevant to my life. So a friend of mine my closest friend in my 20s, he and I had this pact, like, if one of us dies, like, I want you to smash my laptop, right? And so it's always like sort of a joke. And then another friend of mine lost a parent this year, and we were out on a walk and he sort of brought it up to me. He's like, you know, we always joked about, like, people just in general kind of joke about that laptop thing. But he's like, I'm sort of in that situation now, you know, my dad passed away, and I don't know, like, do I smash the old man's laptop, or do I risk, like, logging into it and going in to see if there's, like, some, you know, amazing, like, family photos or whatever else. And I was just like, gosh, man, I really don't know. Like, especially given the context, like, I don't know what the right move is. Cause I mean, if you do find anything, like, then it has to live with you forever, you know, cause you can't tell anyone. But then, like, the flip side, like, if there's any, you know, cute memories or whatever, like, all right, at least you saved them. So the cop topic this week is, what's the most bizarre thing you've ever discovered about your family history? I don't know if a lot of people will email in. It can just be fun stuff about your family history or whatever. It doesn't have to be sorted, but what's the most bizarre thing you've discovered about your family history? Feel free to email us, email@thepodcast.com. And it can be just like a funny quirk or whatever. I'm happy to share mine if you guys need more time.
I was just going to ask, everything all right, man? I feel like these cop topics are getting real heavy these days. Would you date yourself? Which was the deep down family secret? Like, God damn.
Just something like interesting you learned about your family even, but... Yeah. Like mine, I'll share mine real quick just to give you kind of an idea. So, my grandmother's dad, so my great grandfather lived in Marysville, and, he was sort of like, he worked on the equipment for like lumber mills and stuff. So he's sort of like a mechanic type character by trade, but very handy. And, one cool thing about our family history is that dude built his own, what do they call, like, little hydroelectric dam, and then dug lines to his house. And he was the first dude in Marysville to have his own power, like, to have lights and stuff. And I was like, that's such an ultimate flex to go and look at your neighbor and just flick on the light. And you're like, F you, Bill. Lighting candles, you bitch. Anyway, pretty baller flex. So that's a weird, just funny thing about my family history.
Damn. Yeah,
boys, I gave you a lot of time. Like that was 3 full minutes.
Yeah,
but I was listening to your story.
Yeah,
it was a good story, dude.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think. Like, I found out my mom was like normal in high school. I met one of her high school friends this weekend, and you know, like, I feel like she just talks about, you know, certain aspects of it, but it was really cool. Like, talking to someone, I was like, what was my mom like when she was 16, you know? But she like downplays her high school. She talks about like not being the cool kid or whatever. And her friend was like, we were all like, there was this group of eight of us that were all like really, really good at what we were pursuing. Like, they were like high achievers, and like maybe they weren't the cool kids, but I don't know. I just gained like a lot of respect for my mom, like, you know, being a badass track athlete in high school. And like, they had like, it was like the best musician, the captain of the drill team, the track star, the like, everybody had their own like, area of excellence. That was a really cool thing that I just like randomly saw some lady, you know, and she's like, well, who, what are you doing here? You know, I'm like, that's my cousin getting married. And then she's like, oh, I went to school with her mom. And I'm like, are you friends with Kathy? And she's like, you're Kathy's son? Like, yeah, she was just telling me she saw her high school friends. I was hoping I get to talk to one of you. And they had a group of like badass female friends just like crushing whatever they were pursuing.
I still need to play your mom in cornhole again. Cornhole. I also think maybe I just leave with a victory only because I could tell how much it bugged her.
Yeah, that's where she gets that competitive fire from.
Yeah. Like, I was shocked. Like, she's nice. We just don't chat a bunch. And that day when I left, she was like, we're playing. I was like, yeah, we'll play again.
No problem. Rematch pending.
I don't know, man. That's a tough question. And I don't know that I'm scared of anything. Like, I don't
know. It doesn't have to be anything scared. Just anything, like, interesting or, I mean, it could be scared. It could be just, like, you know, like, I don't know, some like cool family fact or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've talked about it before, but I mean, like, when my dad was born, my grandfather was in a Nazi camp.
That's wild. I've never heard you say that.
Oh, yeah.
Your grandfather was in a Nazi camp for Jews?
Well, I mean, POWs went to the same camps.
Oh, it was a POW.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was like an area that got occupied or what. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Same thing. So, I mean, that's, yeah, that's kind of an interesting one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I never really asked him a ton about it. I hadn't talked to my like fifth grade class once. Scared the shit out of everybody.
Yeah. Just drop that on a bunch of fifth graders. Like, y'all know what a POW is?
Well, I mean,
torture.
He didn't really ever talk about it, but like, yeah, we were doing that part of history, and it was, I was like, ah, you know, like, something. I was like, he can come in. And he was like, yeah. And then he talked about it. I was like, holy cow. It was a really good talk. I mean, yeah, it was scary. But I never really thought about asking him like what the camp was until this year when I went to Dachau.
Yeah.
Outside of Munich. Right. And, and that guy was like, which camp? And I was like,
I don't know.
But like, yeah, because like, you hear about that stuff over here, but when you're actually there and see it, it's like completely different.
Yeah. And they had labor camps also in addition to the concentration camps, and some of them were mixed, you know. Yeah, they probably had them out there doing labor. Pretty crazy.
They were all the same camps.
Well, so they also were using like prisoners for like mining, for manufacturing.
Oh,
like,
sure.
So that's what I mean. It's like, so they would have camps that like, this is campus to like dig ore, you know, versus like, oh, this is Kemlo or Dachau or, you know, wherever.
Yeah, like,
this is for extermination, basically. Yeah,
there was, but in the end, they're all the same, sadly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, I'm trying to think. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. My mom went to college for like a year in New Orleans.
Dude, that is cool.
Yeah, yeah, right? She went to Loyola for a year.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
New Orleans is like, people who come out of New Orleans are like a different breed too. You know what I mean? Do you know anybody who like grew up in New Orleans?
I do not. I mean, I text a guy once a year I met at an LSU game. Code Blue.
It's such a tender song. Once a year for how many years now?
Oh, Christ. That was probably like 06 or 07.
God. You're almost at 20 years with this guy.
Yeah.
16 years, like, hey, man. Hey.
I have no idea what he does. I don't even know what he does for a job. But, like,
but he texts you back?
Yeah. He'll always be like, Smith boys, checking in. I love it. And then usually, like, if LSU, I text him once a year. So I usually wait for, like, a big game.
Oh, a big Tigers game?
Yeah, like, last year, I think they were in Alabama or something. I text him. Yeah. He's like, Smith boys, like, I'm in the stadium. And I'm like, he's even on the road.
I love that.
Code Blue, legend. All right, that'll do it for this week. Next week, Cooking with Daryl, we will have Daryl on the podcast. Woo!
Hell yeah.
All right, for MCTP, for Cobb, I'm Lee Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.